Baba Sakar Murli, date is 6 February 2023. Om Shanti. Essence is, sweet children, you Brahmins are now on a very steep pilgrimage. This is why you have received a double engine. You have two unlimited fathers and also two mothers. Question, which title can you children not give yourselves at the confluence age? Answer, you BKs cannot give yourselves or write the title His Holiness or Her Holiness because although your souls are becoming pure, your bodies are still made of tamopradhan matter. You mustn't accept this greatness now. You are still effort makers. Song, this is a story of the flame and the storms. Om Shanti. The Unlimited Father sits here and explains to you children. You children have understood that you have two unlimited fathers and so there must also be two mothers. One is Jagdamba and the other mother is Brahma. Both sit here and explain to you and it is as though you have received a double engine. When a train goes up a mountain, it has a double engine. You Brahmins are also now on a steep pilgrimage. You know that there is extreme darkness now. When the final time comes, there will be a lot of distress. This is what happens when the world changes. Even when a kingdom changes hands, there is a lot of war and violence. You children know that a new kingdom is now being established. From extreme darkness, it is now becoming extremely light. You now know the history and geography of the whole cycle and so you have to explain it to others. Many mothers and kumaris teach at schools and the government wouldn't get upset if they also taught everyone this unlimited history and geography. If you explained to their seniors, they would be even happier. You should explain to them that not until the children understand this unlimited history and geography can they benefit and that there cannot be victory in the world either. You children are being given a signal to do service. If someone who is a teacher explains this world history and geography in his college, the children can become Trikaldarshi. Then by becoming Trikaldarshi, they can also become rulers of the globe. Just as the father has made you Trikaldarshi and spinners of the discus of self-realization, you have to make others the same as yourselves. Explain to others that this old world is now to change. This Tamopradhan world is to change and become Satopradhan. Only the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who makes you Satopradhan, teaches you easy Raj Yoga and gives you the knowledge of the discus of self-realization. It is very easy to explain the knowledge of the cycle. If this cycle is kept in front of you, people can come and understand who used to rule in the golden age and how there has been the growth of many religions since the copper age. If it is explained to them clearly, their heads, intellects will definitely open up. You can keep this cycle in front of you and explain to them very clearly. You can also have topics. Come and we will show you the way to become Trikaldarshi through which you can become kings of kings. Only you Brahmins know this cycle and this is why you become rulers of the globe. However, only those whose intellects continue to rotate this cycle will become this. The Father is the ocean of knowledge. He sits here and gives you children the knowledge of the beginning, the middle and the end of the world. Human beings don't know anything. By saying that God is omnipresent, they cannot understand any of this knowledge and none of them can make effort to know God. There cannot then be any devotion either. Whatever people say, they don't understand it. Those who are weak are not able to explain why God is not omnipresent. One person said something and everyone believed that one. For instance, someone called Adidev Mahavir, and so that name continued. Whatever the name was given to someone, it has continued without it being understood. The father now sits here and explains that although you are human beings, you don't know the creator or the creation of the drama. You worship the deities, but you do not know their biographies, and so that is called blind faith. So many deities ruled the kingdom in the past, and so they must definitely have been sensible. That was why they became worthy of being worshipped. You mouth-born creation of Brahma, listen to this knowledge and become sensible. But Ravan has put the whole world in jail. This is Ravan's jail, in which everyone is sitting in the cottage of sorrow. They continue to hold conferences on how to bring about peace. Therefore, there is definitely peacelessness and sorrow. That is, they are all sitting in the cottage of sorrow. No one can go directly from the cottage of sorrow to the cottage free from sorrow. At this time, no one is in the cottage of peace and happiness. The golden age is called the cottage free from sorrow. This is the confluence age. No one can call you completely pure. No VKs can call themselves or write off themselves the titles His Holiness or Her Holiness. His Holiness and Her Holiness exist in the Golden Age. How could they exist in the Iron Age? Although a soul becomes pure, his body also has to be pure in order to receive the title of His Holiness. This is why you shouldn't accept this greatness. You are still effort makers. The father says, even sannyasis cannot be called Sri Sri or His Holiness. Although souls become pure, their bodies are not pure, so they are incomplete. No one in this impure world can be His or Her Holiness. They believe that souls and the Supreme Soul are always pure. However, the bodies too have to be pure. Yes, Lakshmi and Narayan can be called that because even the bodies there are made of Satopradhan matter. Here, matter is Tamopradhan. At this time, no one can be called completely pure. Even young children would otherwise be pure. Deities were completely viceless. The father sits here and explains how sensible you are becoming. You have the full knowledge of the cycle. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is the sentient seed of this tree, has the knowledge of the whole tree. He alone is giving you this knowledge. You can impress anyone with the knowledge of this world cycle. You should explain you came from the Supreme Abode, adopted that costume, and are now acting out part. Now, at the end, everyone has to go back home and then come and play their parts again. Whatever effort each one makes at this time, he or she will accordingly take birth in a royal or wealthy family. All receive a status number-wise and will continue to be transferred number-wise. It is shown that you will take birth where there is victory. These things are not taken up at this time. As you make further progress, you will continue to become enlightened. It is certain that those who leave their bodies now will take birth in good homes. The children who make more effort experience a lot more happiness. Those who remain engaged in doing service remain intoxicated. Everyone apart from you is in darkness. No one's sins can be washed away by bathing in the Ganges. Only in the fire of yoga are sins burned away. Only the one father liberates you from this jail of Ravan, and this is why it is remembered, O purifier. However, no one considers himself to be a sinful soul. The father says, in the previous cycle too, all of them were uplifted through the Kumaris. This is also written in the Gita, but no one understands it. You can explain that no one in this impure world is pure. However, a lot of courage is needed to explain this. You know that the world is now changing. You have now become the children of God. This Brahmin clan is the highest of all. You now have the knowledge of the discus of self-realization. Then when you go into the clan of Vishnu, you will not have this knowledge. You have this knowledge at this time, and this is why you are called spinners of the discus of self-realization. No one apart from you knows these deep matters. Everyone says, for the sake of saying it, that they are children of God. But you have now become that in a practical way. Acha, love, remembrance, and good morning to all the sweetest children. It is the father's duty to remember the children and the children's duty to remember the father. However, children don't remember him that much. If they did remember him, it would be great fortune for them. Acha, the spiritual father says namaste to the sweetest spiritual children.
The spiritual children say padam gunah, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Night class, 8th April 1968. This is the godly mission that is continuing. Those who belong to our deity religion will come back here. Those people have a mission to create Christians. Those who become Christians receive happiness in the Christian dynasty. They receive good wages, and this is why there are many Christians. The people of Bharat cannot give so much pay. Here, there is a lot of corruption. If they don't accept bribes, they are made redundant. Children ask the father, what should we do in this situation? He would say, work diplomatically and then use it for an auspicious task. Here, everyone calls out to the father, come and make the impure ones pure, liberate them and take them home. The father would definitely take you home, would he not? You used to perform so much devotion in order to return home. However, it is only when the father comes that he can take you back. There is only one God. It isn't that God comes in everyone and speaks. He only comes at the confluence age. You don't believe in such things now. Previously, you used to believe in them. Now, you no longer perform any devotion. You say, we used to perform devotion. The Father has now come in order to make us into worthy of worship deities. You can also explain to the Sikhs, it is remembered, it did not take God long to change humans into deities. There is praise of the deities. Deities reside in the golden age and it is now the iron age. Only at the confluence age does the father give you teachings for you to become most elevated. Deities are the highest of all and this is why they are worshipped so much. Those who are being worshipped existed at some time. But not now. People believe that that kingdom has now gone. You are incognito. No one knows that we are going to become the masters of the world. You know that you are studying to become those masters and so you have to pay full attention to this study. Remember the father with a lot of love. Baba is making us into the masters of the world. So why should we not remember him? Divine virtues are also needed. Second night class, 9th April 1968. Nowadays, people generally have conferences on how there can be peace in the world. You should tell them, look, there was just the one religion, one kingdom, one undivided religion in the golden age. There was no other religion there that there would have been any conflict. That was the kingdom of Ram, God, which is why there was peace in the world at that time. You want there to be peace in the world, but that was in the golden age. Later, when there were innumerable religions, there was peacelessness. However, until they understand this, you have to continue to beat your heads. As you progress further, this will be printed in the newspapers, and then the ears of those sannyasis, etc., will open. It is guaranteed for you children that your kingdom is being established. You have this intoxication. Seeing the splendor of the museum, many will come. They will go inside and be amazed. They will listen to new explanations and see the new pictures. You children know that yoga is for liberation and liberation in life. No human beings can teach it. You must also write that, apart from the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, no one can teach yoga for liberation or liberation in life. The bestower of salvation for all is just the one. You should write this down clearly so that people can read it. What would sannyasis teach? People continue to speak of yoga, but in fact, none of them can teach it. There is praise of just the one. It is the task of the Father alone to establish peace in the world and to give liberation and liberation in life. You have to churn the ocean of knowledge in this way and then explain these points. You should write in such a way that people are able to grasp it clearly. This world has to change. This is the land of death. The new world is called the land of immortality. It is also a wonder how the people of the land of immortality remain immortal. There, they have long lifespans and they change their bodies by themselves at the right time, just as they would change clothes. All of these matters have to be explained. Acha. Love, remembrance, good night and namaste from the spiritual father to the sweetest spiritual children.
The spiritual children say, Padam Kumar, remembrance, love, good morning and namaste to our spiritual mother, father and Bap Dada. Acha, Om Shanti.
Essence for Dharana. First, use the knowledge of the world cycle to become a Trikal Darshi and a spinner of the discus of self-realization and also serve to make others the same. Second, at the confluence age, leave the cottage of sorrow and definitely become pure in order to go to the cottage of happiness and peace. Blessing is, may you be constantly cheerful and have the fortune of happiness by churning knowledge playfully and moving forward. This knowledge of the soul and the Supreme Soul is not dry. This is very entertaining knowledge. You simply have to remember your new titles every day. I am a soul, but what type of soul am I? Sometimes I am the soul of an artist. Sometimes I am the soul of a businessman. Continue to move forward while being playful in this way. The father is playfully. See how he becomes the laundryman, sometimes the creator of the world, and sometimes the obedient servant. As is the father, so are the children. Churn this knowledge playful by in this way and remain cheerful, and you will be said to have the fortune of happiness. Slogan is, a true server is one whose every vein, that is, whose every thought is filled with the blood of zeal and enthusiasm for doing service. Acha, Om Shanti.